Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, it's time to hustle and shine on a hump day. Brian B. Shining Report live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios.
It's the yes for me. And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot. It's a high of 87. Currently, it is 69 in KCK.
Yes. Heidi.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this tax day?
Today I'm feeling
is
good.
The day. You got your taxes in?
Oh, I did mine several weeks ago.
Okay.
Shout out to Marquita. Yeah. This morning, we're talking about childbirth, okay? It is Black Maternal Health Week, D. Uzazi Village, they got everything you need for our cousins in Kansas City to help you have a healthy birth. They'll be coming on the show about 7:38.
And you also know we got you when it comes to filling up your tank. We got those gas cards on deck, and the TMG goes down at your 23. Tyler Perry opens up about racial disparities in the film industry.
Your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. Hump it out, come on. Hump it out. Hump it out, hump it out, hump it out.
20 days is your chance to do the hump.
Come on.
Do it, baby.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Come on.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Check me out, y'all.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Just watch me.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on.
I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate.
Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Your feelings are very important. That importance, however, resides almost exclusively within you. If you're fortunate, there are a few people in your life who are willing to accommodate your feelings. But other than those special people, pretty much no one else is going to change their behavior just because of the way you feel. That is perfectly sensible, because they have feelings too. Feelings that likely are different than yours. From another person's perspective, that person's own feelings are the most important ones. Your feelings matter, providing you with essential feedback and enriching your life. Yet, you'll be much more effective in your interactions with others if those feelings are not front and center. Instead, figure out how you can appeal to the other person's feelings, or to reason, or to shared interests. As much influence as your feelings have over you, keep in mind that they have almost no influence over anyone else. Let your feelings guide you, but don't depend on them to directly guide others. Respect the fact that every person has unique feelings and proceed accordingly. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:26 on your time, high of 87. Currently it is 69 at Minor Park. B, have you ever squabbled with a brother or a good friend of yours?
Absolutely. Well, DJ Mac.
Well, it sounds like singer Sammy did as well. He posted saying Ray J started something and he finished it, but it sounds like things have cooled down.
Ray, I'm sitting behind you because I feel like you're going to try to get your get back.
Bro, I would never.
We're good?
You did that to me.
I know, but are we okay?
There was some stuff I said last night that was a little out of bounds.
All right. I love you.
I love you, man.
Okay, did he call him boo or bro?
I didn't hear that part.
Let's revisit.
Behind you because I feel like you're going to try to get your get back.
Bro, I would never.
I don't think it's that deep.
Bro, I would never.
I don't think it's deeper than rap.
I mean, I just noticed it. That's all. It's an observation. My bad.
I don't know, you know, but hey, sounds like they're cool. Other news, reality star from Real Housewives of Atlanta, which is underway, Portia Williams, sat down and finally addresses her claims about her sexuality and what she even considers herself.
When I first announced that I was dating her, you know, everyone was like, are you a lesbian? Are you bisexual? Are you? And I was just like, I don't have a label. Like, I'm just Portia sexual. I'm just exploring. I am, you know, now I'm Sway sexual. You know, I am just very, you know. I think that a lot of people probably feel pressure to label me. I don't feel pressure to label myself.
I'm a Brian sexual.
Oh. Uh-oh. Hide everybody.
I was married, so
y'all
know what that means.
But yeah, labeling people, though, that, you know, I get it. It's people have a reason. They want to be able to say, oh, this is you. This is what you fit in. It's not different than careers. It's like when you see somebody does this their whole life and then they switch it up, it's like, who you think you is switching it up?
M-Y-O-B.
What's that?
Mind your own business.
Hey.
I like that.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Elena Page, with the next page. And I'm up this morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
New cell phone ban for Kansas schools goes into effect this fall. It's expected to cost pretty penny, too. So Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, she signed a law earlier this month that bans student cell phone access in all public and accredited private schools in the state. So...
I thought it was just the public thing.
from the starting bill to the closing bill, that's when the phones will be banned. And as legislation requires school districts to store cell phones and other electronic devices in a secure location, making them inaccessible to students during the school day. State estimates indicate that the total cost to implement this ban will be approximately $13.4 million, or about $30 per student. So one storage option identified the legislation as a fabric pouch that requires a special device to open it.
Oh.
And that's, Jesus. I've seen those things before, like.
I've seen a pouch, but I didn't, yeah. But the part of it's only a special type of key to undo it, I wasn't privy to that.
Yeah. So larger districts such as Olathe, they could face an estimated cost of $1 million. And Shawnee Mission School District, them by themselves, also $1 million. And that's just here. Like, they're in the state. Right. Kansas is a big old state. So, this, you know, we'll see where this goes, man. I don't know. If it's in the budget.
We're going to unpack this conversation on the live stream. Make sure you tap in on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page, because we're going to carry this conversation on.
It's your boy, Funny Marco, a.k.a. Marco, and I'm hustling, shining in the morning. Make sure y'all tap in. Let's get it.
Today is Jackie Robinson Day, commemorating the day he made his major league debut in baseball. Made his major league baseball debut as the first black player in 1947. Mm-hmm. Number 42 Robinson was the first baseman for the Brooklyn Dodgers. The sports hero also became a civil rights activist. And you already know he was a proud player for our Kansas City Monarchs. Here in the town, Jackie Robinson, love and appreciate you for everything that you did. And I wore my Jackie Robinson shirt yesterday, so I was one day off. Yeah. I knew it was...
You knew it was coming up.
Yeah, I knew it was coming up. I couldn't figure out what day. And then number 42 is retired all over Major League Baseball, so nobody can wear that number.
As it should.
Kansas City leaders took key steps yesterday toward advancing a plan to build a new downtown ballpark for our Kansas City Royals. And it meant much... fanfare from both sides, D. Now, despite vocal public opposition, you know, this thing is, it looked like it's about to go through. Two separate votes moved the proposal forward, beginning with the city council's finance committee, where dozens of residents weighed in on whether the city should negotiate a deal for the stadium. Mm-hmm. And a total of 44 people spoke during a committee meeting. Now, the opponents, the ops, including members of advocacy groups like Stand Up KC, and our partners at KC Tennis, they argued that the plan would amount to subsidizing a billionaire team owner. And they were not the only ones who's thinking like that. You know, there's a number of people who has this new sense of information and passion to not really, you know, take away from us to give to someone who's rich, right? Well, City Councilman Jonathan Duncan, he's opposing this too, D.
I think it's unfortunate that the mayor and my colleagues who are supporting this measure are doing it behind closed doors without a vote of the people, and that they're not valuing the sentiment and what really is the respect of the voters. The voters made their voices clear, and as elected officials, we should respect those voters.
Shout out to KMBC9 for that. And yeah, he's right. You know, 2 years ago, the people rejected this, and it's like, and that's why I asked Mayor Lucas the other day, like, where did this $600 million
come from?
You know,
right.
So, yeah, just speaking up for the people. We'll see where this goes.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, Sean Wayans, and you are hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app and listening to us live there, or and the cousins that's listening to us and watching us on the stream on our Facebook and YouTube at Hot 103 Jams, Twitch as well. We see you too. Mm-hmm. And the cousins that's listening the old school way. You're driving down 71. Be careful. Hydroplaning starts at 35 miles per hour. Don't go too fast.
Come on, facts.
You over there on 291. Be careful. You at the downtown loop. Please take your time. And just know that we appreciate you for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousins, because we know and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. It's about that time. Let's go ahead and get into it. The Hustle and Shine, that text line is thumping. Big love to Jameer, Messiah, Nova, Kenyon. Love your mama. That was sent from your mama. Big shout out to Red. Also, love from Cachet. To Cachet as well, Flanisha, Ariana, Dee Dee, Naomi K. She said, y'all need to slow down out there. She ain't the only one that said that. One of our cousins said, shout out to maintaining a positive mental attitude despite life obstacles. And that was Naomi K. I know that's right, girl, period. Big love to Stacey Vaughn. Now, she was the one that said, tell them folks to slow down on 71.
Sound like she put a cuss word in that.
You know, I can neither confirm nor deny. Shout out to Carby Nar sending over some love, moving closer to her goals. We love that and appreciate that. Kendra H, big love and a happy birthday to Tawana White. And also, we got trying to proofread these. Sharon. Uh-oh. Hey, Sharon. Sanaya.
I know some cuss words there. She took her time, y'all.
I'll be trying to. Cousins, I appreciate the way y'all be texting up in here, too. We be having cousins that be actually sending pronunciations like, hey, Tawana, make sure you get it right. Oh, you get me together. Please do. Shout out to Anthony Jerome, Kirkwood, Solomon Family, Minion, Israel. Big love to you, Ed, Dee Dee, Lucy, Carissa, Stacey Davis, Rich Harris, Brandon Blake. Appreciate all the cousins always tapped in with us for that 7-Eleven roll call.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:24 on your time. It's a high of 87. Currently, cousins, it is 65 at Ruskin. Tyler Perry speaks on transforming his movie budget due to racial disparities he saw in the industry.
I see white boys walk in and they get 4 or 5 times as much as us and make nowhere near.
Right.
Being black, I had to go into these rooms and try to figure out, okay, how do I make this work for me? I'll go in, I'll take that lower budget and I'll make it work. And my audience is going to show up and they're going to make it work and they're going to make it a hit. But in that, I'm doing all the sacrificing. Mm. I'm making sure everybody else is paid and getting what they want. But my sacrifice comes on the end because it's part of my catalog.
A microcosm of being black in America. That's what it is. That's what it's like in most industries. And especially in the DJ space. Here in Kansas City, I can speak on that. It's like that. But the thing is, though, you know, we make miracles happen out of molehills, baby. That's what we do. That's why they call the hood the ghetto. Because we make miracles happen when you think there's nothing happening, we making something happen.
Yeah, and I've been a big fan of the Tyler Perry universe. I know sometimes the plots be a little bit long. They repeat the same scenes 3 times.
The hair be a little messed up.
The hair might be a little bit crooked. But when you get into that plot, baby, oh, you sunk in. Like, you're there. And you want to know what's going on in Beauty and Black. Then next, you want to know what happened on Divorced Sisters. Then you want to go back and rewatch the plays. You get hooked. Me, I'm hooked. Other news. We talked about the 2026 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that is going down. Of course, those that will be inducted include the Wu-Tang Clan. Now, Method Man is excited about that, but he also spoke on his disappointments after New Edition wasn't inducted.
And those dudes are excellent. And it's not just the group New Edition, but what they've done in the game. They made a move before Wu-Tang had made a move, splintering into different different groups and solo acts, and they deserve their flowers, and they really deserve to be in that Hall of Fame.
They was really, to me, the next Jackson 5. I know it was it's other groups that emerged, but like just as good as the Jackson 5 and the Jacksons were, I feel like New Edition is right there with them, and they should have been a first Ballet Hall of Fame group to me, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Especially with this song right here.
Okay. You better bounce with it. All right.
As long as you're ready, baby. Let me play the regular version.
Somebody's
see?
Watching you on the street like, oh, be shining, getting it right now.
You for a ride. Oh, come on, man.
Come on, shoulders. Come on, hips. Hey. Don't hurt nobody. Hey.
Don't make me pull a hamstring in here.
We do not need that.
Why not?
We don't need that.
As long as you're at. Let me hit the.
I don't think you signed that insurance waiver.
Can I hit the chorus real quick?
Go ahead. Do your thing.
Come on.
Hit me off.
This was on the episode of Family Matters back in the day, too. Shout out to those who remember.
If you know, you know.
That's my song. Myron, bring this back, dog. This is a throwback. Come on.
And next thing we know, tomorrow, it's going to be in a rotation.
You know it.
We represent high aspirations, and we are hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
We got our family in the building in front of you. Zazie Village. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good. It's early, y'all. I'm listening. This is early. I feel like I made it, but I don't know if I want to be up this early.
Now, Uzazi Village. Now, I had a chance to visit Uzazi Village yesterday, right there on 42nd and Truce, for the first time yesterday, and I was just blown away at the resources that you all have. And it's Black Maternal Health Week 2026 this week. Mm-hmm. Please break down Uzazi Village and its mission to help Kansas City.
Absolutely. So, yeah, there's Black Maternal Health Week, and Uzazi Village has been in, is going into its 14th year. So we are historically known for being on a red line street, which is already a big deal, right? Mm-hmm. But since we have been there, we have focused on Black and brown families. It's really to make sure we help have healthy birth outcomes, help with the fetal and infant mortality and morbidity rate, and really coming to this Afrocentric model that Uzazi Village is uniquely owns. And you come, we feed you, we make sure you have support from our midwife, from our nurse practitioner, our lactation, IBCLC. We have doula training and support. We have chiropractic therapy services at all for free. Mm-hmm. And we give you food on the side and diapers and clothes. So, you know, we've been able to be very fortunate not to have any federal funding, which is a huge deal right now.
Yeah, it is. Because you can't depend on it.
Family. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that moms and babies thrive because we are still dying. We are dying. Mm-hmm.
Now,
that's crazy.
When we hear maternal health disparities a lot, it can just sound like a statistic. But what does that actually look like in real life for Black mothers here in Kansas City?
Yeah, we're like 3 to 4 times in a higher rate than our white counterparts. Mm. And so it's a big deal when we know that racism is the impact of all of this. It really is something that's preventable. So a lot of deaths that are happening can be completely avoided, but they're not, because a lot of times the people are dismissed, the families are dismissed. Mm-hmm. You're seeing pushback from the hospital with doula support. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of families are now switching over to Uzazi Village and places like us who can give you that additional support. And then they have home births. They are not even trying to be in the healthcare system because they are not feeling like they're getting what they need from their traditional Western medicine.
I find it insane and crazy and asinine, any adjective you could think of, that doctors don't trust Black women at their word. Have you ever been through that experience?
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons why I kind of fell into it. I didn't even realize I had a birth trauma story until I heard one of the 4 founding women who created Uzazi Village, and they were talking, and I was like, oh, that was me. I was 24 years old, had preeclampsia, didn't know what was going on. I had a Black provider. She wasn't really explaining situations to me, and didn't even know my baby came out not breathing. So not only could I have died, she could have died. And it was something that could have been an easy conversation, breaking things down, encouraging more moms to have doulas, and supporting the partners, you know, because it's not just about mom in this situation. We want to make sure dads are involved, are the partners involved. But yes, it's just been something that even now in this role, I'm the CEO, but my daughter who had her second baby, I have been on pins and needles the whole pregnancy because she has basically the same traumatic birthing story with the first grandbaby and now the second one. So it's like a cycle that when you're not in a space where people understand, you know, how important listening to Black women is, it just makes it such a difficult situation mm-hmm. to really improve if they're not listening.
Talking to our cousins at Uzazi Village, Shalice Clay, she's in the building discussing, you know, Black Maternal Health Week. And we were talking during the break about, you know, the ladies and you all's experience and going to the doctor. And I find it crazy still. Like that just, I remember the first time I heard a woman talk about her experience at the doctor and them not listening to her. And then something bad happened later on. Mm-hmm. It's like, how many times do you run across patients like that?
So a recent story, and I'm thankful that one of our participants allowed me to share. So even recently, we had a mom who had a birth. She had it at one of the big hospitals in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. She wasn't feeling well. She said, hey, this is not right. They said, oh, you just had a baby. You're tired, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the great things about Uzazi is our RN, who's the IBCLC, that's lactation support, does home visits. So, and we take you postpartum meals. So they were doing their home visit. She noticed something wasn't right. She immediately contacted our nurse practitioner, mm-hmm. and they got her in the hospital. What turned out was she ended up becoming preeclamsic mm. after and had fluid in her lungs.
Wow.
She could have died. She could have died. This was just last week.
That's wow. crazy.
And these stories happen all the time. And with the policy changes, they're no longer required to document certain things. Oh. So we don't even know how many deaths are actually occurring from mom and baby.
You mean they're not required to report it?
I don't know
it?
What the states, you know, the regulations wow. and all the things that have changed mm. with DEI. Those things are no longer
that's scary.
Required. Mm. And even then, Missouri was already like 3 years behind. We mm. never had current data like other states does.
Missouri.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well... look, these conversations need to happen, and it's happening right now during this week. There's a week of events going down at the Tour de Truce. Y'all got a sipping yoga going down. And then Uzazi Village yourself, we got a block party going down this Saturday.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. I'm so excited, Brian. Thank you so much for coming in and being a part of this. Yeah, so a part of working on Truce, again, we have so many Black and brown businesses, so we wanted to gather them while also having fun and talking about maternal health. The national campaign is rooted in justice and joy mm-hmm. by the Black Maternal Health National Standards. So we wanted to make sure we have fun. We're giving education. So a part of that is you're going to come to Uzazi. You get your ticket. You're going to get on the trolley or the Sprinter. You're mm-hmm. going to go to several different businesses that are taking part. They'll give you a discount. They'll give you some samples. Then you're going to come back and party with us. Brian's going to be our DJ and our host downstairs. Yeah. We're going to have food, mm-hmm. bounce house, all the things. And then upstairs, we have the bar for the grown folks, and DJ Duke will be in the building. So we want this
to
be fun.
Favorites.
Yes, we want you guys to come. If you've never been to Uzazi Village, please come out and just take a tour. Just come and ask. We have so many services that, listen, the list goes on.
I went in there. I don't know if last time y'all went into a Kids R Us, but it looked like it looked just like that. Like you had the little toddler shoes. Yeah. Had the little, you know,
clothing closet.
Little outfits yes. for the little babies. I was like, oh, this is so uh-huh. precious. It's very clean. I felt right at home when I walked into Uzazi Village, and that's what it's about. It takes a village, like literally. That's what this is about. Yeah. So, and then of course, like you were saying, visit all of our favorite BOBs, our Black owned businesses on Truce, Equal Minded Cafe, Niecy's, Wagwan, Ruby Jeans, The Combine, mm-hmm. Urban Armor and Truce. All of these BOBs are participating in the Tour de Truce, right?
Yes. And we're going to expand. So next year, we want to add more of these businesses because Corey and I went up and down the street.
Wings and things.
Listen. Because right. I was thinking, like, how we going to do wings and things? That was the only thing. Like, how we going to pull up on wings and things? Right. But you know what? Listen. Cat that doesn't mean you can't pull up on us because we've used him for our Black Infant Mortality yeah. Awareness Walk. So, listen. He knows he's a homie. He's a part of the Uzazi fam, mm-hmm. too.
Is Luna's B.O.B.? Luna's way down
yeah.
there on you.
I don't think that. No, they tore down Luna's.
Okay.
Yeah, they tore down Luna's, but you know, that's okay. Mm. Luna's is further down. It's yeah, opposite.
Yeah,
opposite.
Yeah, yeah, it's on the opposite. Yeah.
I'm thinking about Maine. I'm sorry, Luna's, my bad. Yeah. But no, yeah. Now,
for the cousins out there that want to participate, do they need to sign up? What's the information for that?
Please go on to any of our social media platforms. We have everything from TikTok to Instagram to Facebook. If you go on there, Eventbrite has where you can purchase your ticket. It's a $20 ticket for the whole tour. If you just want to hang out with the block party, it's $5. Tonight we're doing the food cooking class, the Nourish the Flourish, with our great chef Kimberly Vincent, who owns Vegan Vittles. She is our personal chef, and she is also helping teach this class tonight. And then on Sunday, we have Gigi and Dr. Auburn, who are doing the sipping yoga. So it's going to be a great time. Tickets are still available, so come out and just get loved on, eat some good food, and have a good time.
Uzazi Village. Shalice, thank you so much for coming on Hustle and Shine in the morning. We appreciate you. Always be a blessing. Yes,
thank you so much.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not use in the workplace.
Okay.
Today's phrase, it's very simple. It's called the ick.
Ow.
I-C-K. Have you ever heard people mention that, B?
Mm-hmm.
It's simple. It's really kind of like something made you cringe or it's a turnoff. It's really a sudden feeling of disgust or repulsion towards somebody.
Repulsion.
Yeah. Like, ugh. Like, you just feel...
Oh, no, yeah. No, like, I identify with that with a lot of stuff.
So, the ick. You trying to figure out, I'm still not getting it, cousin. I got you. Maybe... When you see somebody be mean to a waitress, it just makes you feel a way. It's like you're a little bit secondhand embarrassed, but it also makes you change the way you view that person. It's like, why are you mean to the waiter or waitress? Like,
yeah.
For you, what might be an ick of yours?
One, to go along with that, is when they don't tip right. When they don't tip the waitress right. I feel like that's just not considerate, considering where we are in America or whatever. Mm-hmm. Another thing, speaking of the restaurants, this is probably the biggest one for me. I hate it when people leave a really dirty table after you get
after
through.
Oh, after you finish?
Oh, no, no, I don't play that.
You kind of like tidy it up a little bit.
I tidy everything. I get the place together. I put the...
My boy said he's clocking in real quick.
I am. I admit, I just want to help
but
out,
being
dog.
Considerate.
And I just feel like it's a representation of you and your family. Like, mm-hmm. We're not about to leave this all messed up.
Right,
like,
too crazy.
No.
That's going to be fun.
I get that. Yeah. And maybe you see somebody litter. That could be something that's
I don't like that either.
The ick. Yeah. One for me for sure is you carrying around a vape pen and you smoking every second.
Put it down.
What's up with you? The ick.
A lot.
And it's like the ick, bro. And when people don't take care of their kids, that's an ick of me. Oh, that's an ick of mine.
That's a zero tolerance.
Like, yeah, baby.
What's something worse than an ick?
Like, you mean phrase wise?
That's an ick. Like, I don't want nothing to do with
that's
that.
That's an ick.
Yeah, in the back.
Yeah, that's kind of what that is. But yeah, the icks. A lot of times people do little small things. You catch it and you just be like, ugh. That's the word for the day. Use it, but don't abuse it.
Okay.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:25 on your time, high of 87. Currently, it is 68 at Operation Breakthrough. Actress Nia Long has the internet talking after she did this Playboy interview.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's what the clip is? My bad.
Yeah.
I'm really picky. I do like younger, though. I think there's something fun about younger.
Young is fun.
Young is fun.
Young is fun.
And they also go home.
That's true.
I like a go home.
She was talking about dating, of course.
Yikes.
When she said going home, yes, go home.
Go home, Roger.
I think that the internet is talking now because people are they're confused on what she means by younger.
Hi.
I don't think that...
Younger than her?
I just think she means younger than her. I don't think she means 20.
Why?
I don't think she means...
Me along with a...
I don't think she means that. I think she means maybe 40s. But hey, whatever.
Hey.
That's been a controversy.
Hey.
And Chris Brown and Usher, we talked about their tour. They finally listed those dates, and I was thumbing through it, and I was like, well, who's on this list? It's Kansas City. And womp, womp, womp. KC snubbed again. I expected it, though, on the R&B tour. Chicago and St. Louis are listed for July and August, so there is...
St. Louis listed, but not us. Like,
That's a conversation I'll take with you on the Offer Hustle or on the stream.
I don't get it.
I don't get
y'all
it.
Y'all not an R&B city. St. Louis ain't no R&B city. We are.
This is what people do. They get on Facebook and say stuff like this.
Well, no, this is true. These are facts.
These are facts.
Kansas City is much more of an R&B city than St. Louis. And we can go to war over that.
You know we can't go to war over?
What, birthdays?
This R&B tour. The dates are set. KC probably will get added, which I'm fingers crossed that they do.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Aries season. Happy birthday to those courageous, spontaneous, and independent Aries.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Send it over a happy birthday to actor known for his role on 101. Happy birthday to Flex Alexander. Sending a big love to songwriter and R&B singer straight out of Atlanta. And some say he is the king of R&B.
Of R&B. Ribs and barbecue. Rocks and blunts. He ain't the king of R&B.
Happy birthday to Jacquees. sending a happy heavenly birthday to blues singer named Empress of the Blues. Happy heavenly birthday to Bessie Smith. Happy birthday to record producer, singer, songwriter, and actress who like to drop it low. Happy birthday, Esther Dean. Happy birthday to actress and reality star from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, Carly Rae. And last but not least, happy birthday to reality star on Married to Medicine, Toya Bush Harris.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Jens Corkenmeyer, Lakeisha Williams, and Natisha Danielle. Happy birthday, Gucci Washington, Amber Michelle, and Michelle Harris. Happy birthday, Jerron Reese, YB Stacking Dollars, and Reggie Hughes. Plus, sending birthday love to Danny Lynn and everybody else born on April 15th. Happy birthday, Aries. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Naomi K.
Hey, Naomi K. What you doing, cousin?
Hey, I'm just listening to the radio.
We appreciate you. You've been tapped in with us for a minute because I know you was hitting that 7-Eleven roll call, too.
Yes.
All right. What flavor air freshener you got in your car?
You know what? I got Black Royal today.
Oh, Black Royal. What that smell like?
You sedated.
It's
not
good.
All right, cousin, we got a gas car on hand courtesy of T.I. and Grand Hustle Records. Want to hook you up with it, but you got to finish these lyrics. You ready?
Yes.
Relieve them of their aggravation. Take them roller skating on them days. Sell them, baby. Stick with me. You're going places. Go replace them. Draw, erase them out my memory.
Hey, hey, hey.
When
they think,
come on. Let's get away and get a room on the other side of town.
Hi.
Hey, baby, I was thinking of you.
Huh? And what you thinking of me? Take it to home, Charlie. Hey,
let's get away.
Get a room on the other side of town.
There you go.
Hey, Charlie, I was looking for you.
What a bop. What a bop.
Yes, I finally got one.
You got it, cousin. I was worried because we literally had to bleep out half the song. I was worried.
Yikes.
All right, Naomi, you are getting that $20 gas card. You're going to use it for yourself. You're going to give it to somebody else.
I
got to
put it in your tank. I need it.
Absolutely.
All right, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine with Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Did you know that positive emotion shared between individuals in a long-term relationship can have health benefits? You may wonder how. Well, according to Dr. Anna in Monitor on Psychology, it is through the possibility of sharing less stress. A study was conducted with older individuals in other countries that reported that they experienced more negative emotions alone than when they were with their long-term loved one. And spending time together resulted in lower cortisol levels, or less stress overall, especially by the end of the day. So choose your companionship wisely and reduce your daily stress. Stress can have a negative impact on your body, relationships, and environment. So remember, don't make mountains out of molehills and make every day count. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.